BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel's war cabinet says it will allow 2 fuel trucks a day into Gaza for the United Nations to continue aid work. Late on Friday, Gaza's 2 main telecoms companies said mobile phone networks had been partially restored. Nick Beek in Jerusalem has more details.
The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees began the day by saying that they'd run out of fuel and they wouldn't be able to keep on carrying out their operations. A few hours later, the Israeli war cabinet announced that they would allow some fuel to come into Gaza. They're very keen that Hamas don't get their hands on this fuel. It will be monitored, we're told, and apparently it will be going towards water supplies, trying to make fresh water available to people, and also trying to reboot the sewage system, which apparently has failed in recent days. And the World Health Organization is really concerned, it says, about the spread of disease.
The Red Crescent says at least 5 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a building in a refugee camp in the West Bank city of Nablus. Locals say the building hit was an office of the governing Fatah party. There's been no comment yet from the Israeli military. The board of OpenAI, the company that launched ChatGPT a year ago, has dismissed its CEO, Sam Altman. The 38-year-old became a star of the tech world last November when OpenAI released its ChatGPT app. Here's our technology editor, Zoe Kleinman.
We don't know a lot about what's happened here. The board on OpenAI says that it had lost confidence in Mr. Altman. It said that it was worried about that he hadn't been consistently candid in his communications. And they questioned something about his honesty, which begs the question that there's something that he has or has not told them and somehow he's been caught out. He has posted on X tonight, the site that was formerly Twitter, and he says he's had a good time at OpenAI and he's looking forward to what's coming next. I think it's pretty obvious that he did not know that this was coming.
President Biden has urged Asia-Pacific economies to work together to ensure that artificial intelligence brings change for the better. He was addressing the final session of a summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, group of nations in California.
We're going to see more technological change in the next 10 years than we've seen in the last 50 years. I don't think that's hyperbole. I think we're going to see that changing so rapidly. Matter of fact, Xi Jinping of China and I had a brief discussion about the impact of artificial intelligence and how we have to work on it. Together, we must ensure the change is for the better. We must ensure that the digital technologies like artificial intelligence are used to uplift, not limit, the potential of our people.
World News from the BBC. Finland has put up barriers at 4 of its border crossings with Russia in an attempt to halt a surge in undocumented migrants that Helsinki blames on Moscow. The Finns say Russia is deliberately channeling the migrants to the crossings in retaliation for it having joined NATO earlier this year. The Kremlin says Finland is making a big mistake. The presidential ambitions of the jailed Senegalese opposition leader Ousmane Sonko have suffered another major setback after the Supreme Court annulled a lower court's decision ordering his reinstatement on the electoral roll. Richard Hamilton reports.
These are major blows to Ousmane Sonko, but it's not the end of the road. The Supreme Court annulled the lower court's ruling, but asked for the case to be heard again by a court of appeal in the capital, Dakar. Over the past 2 years, Mr. Sonko has faced a flurry of legal cases for charges including libel and rape. In July, he was arrested for insurrection and struck off the electoral roll. He's denied all these charges, saying they're aimed at preventing him from running in the election next February.
Liberia's opposition presidential candidate Joseph Boakai has won a narrow victory over the incumbent George Weah after a second-round runoff vote. Spokesmen for both candidates say President Weah has conceded. The result is a reverse of the last presidential election, which Mr. Weah won easily, but his time in office has been marred by allegations of corruption. The judge hearing a civil fraud case against the former US President Donald Trump has rejected his request for a mistrial. Justice Arthur Engoron said he could not, in good conscience, let Mr. Trump pursue a request that was utterly without merit. Mr. Trump and his family business have been found to have manipulated financial statements and asset values. BBC News.